Prophetic horses are running wild. Kanye West gets into corn. And drag queens at a prom? These are your top stories of the week for CharismaNews.com. I'm John Matarazzo. For our first story, we have bloodied horses galloped London, prompting prophetic rumors. Now, in the book of Revelation, we talk about a white horse, a black horse, a red horse, and a pale green horse. And so in London, Michael Snyder wrote about this. He said that there was a white horse that was covered in blood up to its bridle. It just went on a rampage through the streets of one of the most important cities in the entire planet. And almost everyone's ignoring it. It was accompanied by a black horse. There is videos of this if you click the links in this article. Some people are saying that this is just a coincidence. What do you think? Let us know in the comments below after you read the article. Now we have a prophetic word. Angels are coming to our aid. In a recent video shared by Dutch Sheets, he shared a vision of a dream that his brother Tim Sheets shared. Now, in this dream, Tim Sheets saw a massive angel, a soldier, he explains, carrying a battering ram toward the White House grounds, and asked the angel what he and the other three angels surrounding the building were doing. "Sir, we're here to break down Lucifer's protective barriers," the angel replied in the vision. "We are here to break down Lucifer's protective barriers of Baal's roots." And the angel then went on to say, "Permission to proceed." Dutch reveals the role the church has in America for the chains to be broken over the nation. He says that the angel is waiting for the apostolic decree from the ecclesia to carry out, to be the voice of the Lord so they can carry out their assignment. Now, read this article and let us know what you think in the comments. Are angels really here right now and they're just waiting for us? Now, we reported on this earlier, but police shut down baptisms that Jenny Weaver and Mike Signorelli were hosting. Now, this was at the V1 Church in Miami, which Pastor Mike Signorelli oversees. He's the overseeing pastor of that V1 network. They had a time of spontaneous baptisms, and law enforcement arrived to shut down the event. The officer said that we're responding to the gathering here. Now, this is private property, and they're asking them to leave. I need the crowd to disperse, and you guys need to leave right now. You can see you can click the links here to see the full posts. Signorelli was allowed to let the last person get baptized, and then they shut down everything. Now, they had a baptism pool set up in the back of a pickup truck, and so they were the leadership there was respectful to the police officers. And followed their orders, and it was a powerful time, but it was shut down. So it's really cool to see these quasi spontaneous baptisms happening in so many different places. Even though it was obviously they had to plan it a little bit to have a pool in a truck, but it was there, and people were deciding to get baptized to show their dedication to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, somebody who shared their dedication with Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, but has now renounced that is Kanye West, as he announced that he is going into adult entertainment after leaving his faith in Jesus Christ. Please pray for this man. He is he's a big influencer, and a lot of people follow what he does and what he says. He proclaimed that Christ is King, that Jesus is King, put out a few gospel style albums, and now he's reneged that, and he's going into adult entertainment. The rumors have been confirmed that Kanye West is going into the adult entertainment business following his departure from his Christian faith. Now, in response to this, a former adult star turned Christian, Brittany De La Mora, is pleading with West to remember his time when he declared that Jesus is King. She says that, "Kanye, if you want to follow Jesus, follow Jesus. Don't go backwards. The darkness has nothing to offer you. You are going further. You are going to further open the door to the demonic, and you're going to regret this decision." To sum up this article, during this tumultuous time in West's life, as he grapples with faith, addiction, and fame, this is the perfect time for Christians to pray for him. Yes, things that he's doing look crazy, but let's pray that West's eyes would be opened up to the truth of the gospel instead of being pulled in by the lures of darkness. No one, including Kanye, is too far out of God's reach. Praise the Lord for that fact. So pray with us for Kanye West. And our top story is a school staff is ousted or removed after a drag queen's provocative prom performance. What is the world coming to? A high school principal and several staff members are out of a job following a drag queen's provocative prom performance at Archerisco Heritage at Academy High School in New Mexico. They had a drag queen come to perform at the senior class prom. Even students who didn't mind the performance felt that prom was an inappropriate time for this to take place. One of the students said, "It's the place and where it happened, full of minors, you know, it wasn't very appropriate for prom." Now, there's been a lot of other responses to that, and I'm not going to reveal more of these pictures to you. You're going to have to go to charismanews.com or click the links in the description to see those yourself. But the drag queen spoke with a local Albuquerque news affiliate off camera, and he said that he was not paid for the prom performance and that he is part of the school's gay-straight alliance. As culture continues to grow darker and darker, especially affecting youth, Christians can no longer remain silent on the values and morals being promoted to their children. Pray, pray, pray. Get active. Go to school board meetings. Be the voice for your children, for your community, for your family, and we can see things turned around for good. Don't let it continue to degrade. For all these stories and more, go to charismanews.com or click the links in the description below. I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News.